The dozen or so affected businesses include seven that manufacture marijuana products. The businesses on East Arapahoe are currently just outside the city limits and have been happily operating under county rules for marijuana growers, rules that are far less stringent than the city's rules.
The rules that are in place and were put in place before the state created their rules are antiquated, confusing, complex for no reason, and unlike any other set of rules across the state of Colorado. It's very anti-marijuana business friendly. It sounds like it's the first time they've realized just how different their rules are from everyone else's.
That's Dan Englin with Americana, a business with 8 licenses in the annexation zone. The approved ordinance will allow affected property owners to operate under the county's rules rather than the city's for a finite period, perhaps 6 months for some issues and 2 years for others. Those details still need to be ironed out. And that's what has Allison Feeler worried. She was told by the city her business will need a public bathroom, which is a huge concern for her.
I feel that they did their best to try to accomplish what's a very difficult and complex matter, and that unfortunately it really wasn't done in a way where it was possible in this short of a time. I think that they tried to accomplish what we needed them to do to in order to continue operating, but there are minutiae that are not being addressed that, you know, to them seem unimportant, but to us will force us to close our business down for an extended period of time.
The annexation was approved on a 6-3 vote, with City Council members Jan Burton, Aaron Brockett, and Bob Yates all voting no, saying forced annexations are not right and the ordinance has been rushed. But the rush goes right back to the municipalization of utilities, because the city has been told by the state's Public Utilities Commission that Boulder would improve its chances at creating a municipal electric utility separate from XL by clarifying its city limits so as to avoid potentially serving county customers after approval. And those 14 properties were a sticking point. Lori Schwartz is the owner of Green Tree Medicinals.
Boulder has had a history of not doing this. And there's no guarantee that they'll have this muni if and when they take this property, which they've just done. They've just annexed us. We're the city now.
Boulder's energy future remains undecided, municipalization or a compromise with XL. But whatever course it takes, Boulder has taken the unprecedented step of annexing 15 properties that would have rather been left alone. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.